and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, born in Glens Falls, New York, 1957, author of the short story collections Like Life and Birds of America, a big bestseller. Skipped a grade in school when she was growing up, and the difference in age between her and her classmates made her feel small and shy. She said, "I felt so completely thin, I was afraid to walk over grates. I thought I would fall down the slightest crevice and disappear." Started writing in college, published a story in 17 magazine, and went and told her parents and discovered that her parents had wanted to be writers themselves. Her first love was the piano, and in graduate school, Laurie Moore realized she had to decide whether she wanted to be a writer or be a pianist. She said, "The typewriter and the piano were actually similar ideas for my mind and for my hands. I was completely unaccomplished musically, but I was having ecstatic experiences in the practice room and wasn't getting any writing done, so I had to choose." And obviously she chose writing. Her first book was a collection of stories, Self-Help, in which the stories were written in the style of how-to manuals, how to be an other woman, how to talk to your mother, how to be a writer. Her story, How to Be a Writer, begins, "First, try to be something, anything else, a movie star astronaut, a movie star missionary, a movie star kindergarten teacher, president of the world. Fail miserably. It is best if you fail at an early age, say 14. Early critical disillusionment is necessary, so that at 15 you can write long haiku sequences about thwarted desire." Laurie Moore was once asked why so many of her characters like to make jokes. She said, "I feel that when you look out into the world is funny, and people are funny, and people always try to make each other laugh. I've never been to a dinner party where nobody said anything funny. If you're going to ignore that as a fiction writer, what are you doing?" It's the birthday of the novelist Edmund White, born in Cincinnati, 1940, who realized he was gay when he was 12, kept trying to blame it on shyness, went to psychoanalysts for years, trying to cure himself, and then went to a psychoanalyst who turned out to be gay himself, and Edmund White came to terms for it. His novel, A Boy's Own Story, 1982, was the first gay coming-of-age novel and became a bestseller in this country. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, Too Much Snow. "Unlike the Eskimos, we only have one word for snow, but we have a lot of modifiers for that word. There is too much snow, which, unlike rain, does not immediately run off. It falls and stays for months. Someone wished for this snow. Someone got a deal, 5 cents on the dollar, and spent the entire family fortune. It's the simple solution. It covers everything. We are never satisfied with the arrangement of the snow, so we spend hours moving the snow from one place to another. Too much snow. I box it up and send it to family and friends. I send a big box to my cousin in California. I send a small box to my mother. She writes, 'Don't send so much. I'm all alone now. I'll never be able to use so much. To you, I send a single snowflake, beautiful, complex, and delicate, different from all the others.'" A poem by Lewis Jenkins, Too Much Snow, from his collection Just Above Water, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.